Hello guys and welcome to my podcast. My name is Oma Speaks. Hi. Okay, so I'm gonna be talking about what has been going on all through the day. Today is the day. What's this day again? Oh my god, day 19 told me that today was the day of the royal wedding where we had Meghan Markle marry Prince Harry and they officially become the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. So it happened in Winston and Winston. It was an amazing, groundbreaking moment for everybody in the world, having to have that kind of marriage of an actress and also an African-American girl who got married to Prince Harry. Everybody was just starstruck. I watched the whole program and the whole thing live on BBC streamed the whole thing. It was such an amazing, beautiful show. The high point for me was oh my god, I have the flu. So the high point for me was the moment where she kissed, they got kissed each other. That was really spectacular. Then what again? The dress for me was gorgeous. The guests for them, they were amazing. The fact that I saw people like Idris Elba, I saw her cast members, I saw even a heartthrob or her love interest in movie suit was also there. Serena Williams also came, Oprah came. All those really powerful people came for the wedding. And Meghan gave up a lot of things. She gave up her blog, she gave up her social media pages, she gave up everything, her acting career, who she was, to become the new Duchess of Sussex. So yeah, it was such an amazing thing. I loved the whole thing. It was such a groundbreaking thing, really. I think I said that like over but there's one thing that everybody this seems to be talking about is the fact that why did she wear a white gown? She was married in 2011 and got divorced 2 years after, so why was she wearing a wedding gown? You know what, fuck that. She could wear whatever she wants. She's a fucking princess getting married to a fucking prince. So yeah, you guys can suck whatever you want to suck on in this situation, but let's just relive this moment. Besides, the bishop was on a different movement when he was preaching, which was really good. The gospel choir, oh my god, they killed it. It was an amazing wedding. I wish them both long life, love, family full of love, and yeah, everything good, everything nice.